Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just want to remind folks that in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Rafael Goyeneche, and we'll be talking about a case that's emblematic of a lot of the issues in the juvenile justice system, why there needs to be more transparency, why those within both the adult system and the juvenile system need to cooperate and share more information about the criminal histories of young adults that are moving from the juvenile arena into the adult arena. And this case is going to show why we are having these breakdowns and why we're not nearly as effective as we should be in incapacitating the impact criminals from the streets of our city, the metropolitan area, and throughout the state of Louisiana. Because the truth of the matter is that the juvenile justice system is anything but a system. Things are done so differently across the state of Louisiana, the amount of resources available and alike. And it's when you look at it, it's a joke. It really is. And it's going to you'll understand more as we visit with Rafael Goyeneche. I was watching the hearing, and I've been popping in and out watching the hearing in Jude C up in Baton Rouge right now about post-conviction relief with the district attorney, Jason Williams. There's been some a lot of comments made about, you know, what the role is of a DA once all of the post-conviction procedural issues have been resolved in the court, and whether or not a DA, based on that individual's philosophical, ideological positions, should be able to go in utilizing discretion, contrary to so many different eyes within the system looking at the case, decide to let someone go. And it's not as easy as some people would say it is. What it's left up to a judge. No, that's not the issue. The problem is, in an adversarial system, if the DA doesn't oppose, there's a motion before the court where the state is not in opposition. So how does the court deal with that? The court can't advocate the state's position. The court is the independent arbiter. Doesn't leave the court a whole lot of options, right? And if you have a DA that has an ends that he's trying to get to, that means to the end is to not go into court and not oppose on behalf of the citizens that that individual represents. You, me, and everybody else. And that's why we're letting murderers out. That's why we're letting armed robbers out. That's why we're letting a lot of people out that have completely and totally exhausted all of their post-conviction rights. The courts have repeatedly denied their motions and says that there's no credible evidence to support any of what they have filed for. So, void of credible evidence, the DA decides, well, I think there's something I can do with this because I just don't believe that that sentence is appropriate, really. Well, that was for other people to determine. That's what motivates and generates the whole separation of powers doctrine. We ask that people stay in their lanes for a reason, so that we're not stepping all over based on a whim of an elected official. A whim. And I've cautioned folks, I've cautioned my own peer sheriffs that were these constitutional sheriffs, that you are treading on thin ice. This is dangerous. It cannot be your whim that's going to dictate where the system is going to take us. And therein lies the problem. And in the end, when we talk about this exercise of discretion, discretion has some really ugly outcomes. We've spent a lot of time in this country talking about disproportionate impact, disproportionate application, disproportionate outcomes, disproportionate incarceration. And the fact of the matter is that when you dig deep, looking at the underbelly of disproportionate anything within the system, what you find is that the guilty culprit is typically, yes, you got it, discretion. And there it is. The interesting thing is, those that complain the most about those issues, when you suggest that, why don't we eliminate discretion? Why not move to if X, then Y system? And then we don't have that issue. We tie people's hands. They don't want that either, right? Because everybody wants a little juice to move the system their way. They want to be able to advocate in some way or play upon the sympathies of someone or the whim of someone or the emotions of someone to be able to motivate a better outcome. They don't want a true stream of accountability. No, not ever. They want to be able to massage, spin, move the system.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And quite frankly, as a lawyer, most lawyers within the system, they like that because that's what they get compensated for. The belief that they're going to be able to move the system, right? That there's not this hard and fast if X then Y situation, separate and apart from guilt. But that's why we end up with all these disproportionate whatever. This gumbo of disproportionality. So it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately plays itself out. That we allow this discretion after this system of rights that criminal defendants have exercised their authority, that we empower one elected official to be able to come in and exercise discretion in such a fashion, and in some cases without any legal basis, and eliminate a sentence and free an inmate. It's not a case that someone's bringing new evidence forward, because in a lot of the cases that they've talked about in this hearing, that's not the case. And in fact, they admit it in their pleadings. They admit it. And they stand on the fact that this court, the Orleans Parish Criminal Court, has been historically discriminatory. And as a result of that, they are out to set to right the wrongs of the past. Okay. Well, each case stands on its own. Is that not the case? I mean, that should be the case, right? So how do you right the wrong of the past if it has nothing to do with the instant case? If you're not bringing new evidence, if you're not showing a manipulation, if you're not showing an abuse of authority, if none of those assertions are being articulated in the motion that's being filed before the court. So how is that righting the wrongs of the past? By just simply saying, let's have a lottery system and so many people are going to get out this year. That rights the wrongs of the past? No one denies that there were some, that there were wrongs. This is a system made up of people. The frailty of humans in any process is present every day. How the system reacts and manages that is what's important. But there has to be a basis upon which you're going to start granting this relief. Now, they, interestingly, two sections of court, in criminal district court, and two separate assistant district attorneys taking two separate viewpoints on the same issue, where one is saying that the other one has granted or has filed a motion that has no legal basis for it. So they're even pointing fingers at one another now. And we believe that this is all okay under the auspices of, we need to right the wrongs of the past as it relates to some campaign promise. Well, a campaign promise is something that is completely reliant upon the whim of the candidate. It has no legal basis. It means nothing. There are those that are saying, well, we shouldn't be surprised by the actions of DA Jason Williams because he promised that he was going to do these kind of things when he was elected. Well, does anybody believe that that gives the DA blanket authority to do whatever he wants without some reasonable basis? Forget about legal basis. Why don't we just talk about being reasonable? When we've had an appellate court, the Louisiana Supreme Court, in some cases the U.S. Supreme Court, rule on this case and say there's no legal basis upon which we can grant relief. I doubt that anybody out there that voted for the DA would say, oh yeah, we think that it would be totally appropriate for this one individual person to decide contrary to all of these other bodies that we, the taxpayer, are funding, and that's the path upon which we want to take. Because I'll remind those that even have an inkling of deciding that that's where they want to be, how do you get your loved one before the eyes of the DA? How do you tickle his fancy? How do you pique his whim that you're going to be the case that he takes up next? Because you see, in that exercise of discretion, what you're going to find is disproportionality. Who gets there and who doesn't? We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.